Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know, I personally was hoping that Ned Lamont would not run for a third term because I don't want to wait 4 years for an open race. And I just felt like it would have been so much fun to have an open race on the Democrat and Republican side. But Lamont is running again. He's got unlimited resources. He polls pretty well. And a lot of people think it's a tall order for a Republican to win. But there are two very talented young Republicans vying for the nomination here, and it's going to be a very fascinating race to watch. Someone we've talked to for years, others before predated me, sort of watched Aaron Stewart grow up politically right here, and now fully engaged in running for governor. And she joins us in studio. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
You know, first of all, I just, you know, since I feel like we, even though we don't spend a lot of time face-to-face, we've had a relationship over the last couple of years in terms of talking. I'm just curious, you're a mom of young kids, and you're very transparent about, you're a working mom.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Are you ready for this? Like, in, not even in serving governor, but just the whole traipsing the state. It's not a small city we're talking about here. It is the whole state, like physically, emotionally, everything. Are you ready to roll?
Absolutely. Listen, my second go around here, don't forget I did this in 2018 too. So this is my second dance.
How long did you spend doing that?
A latter part of a year.
Okay. And before we get back to your, how are you ready? What did you learn from that in terms of this time?
Everything. That was also a race where there was about 12 different candidates.
Right.
So you were constantly everywhere trying to compete. But what I learned a lot about the convention process, the primary process, I think is going to help me in spades what I'm dealing with now.
And you feel like you know what it takes,
like, yeah,
in
there's
terms
no
of
doubt
managing
about
your
it.
Life to do to
There's
do
no
it.
Doubt about it. But I think what's interesting about me, though, too, with a young family, right, with a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, I bring such a different dynamic to this race that we haven't seen, I don't even know, ever. Right. When you think about the types of candidates that we've had before, no one's had a situation like mine, which is very interesting in and of itself. And it just proves that I come from a different world. As I'm talking about it being time for something different, this is why it's time for something different. But also, you know, just our whole situation. I'm with our young family in Connecticut, just trying to make it by.
You know, we'll get to specific policy stuff. I had somebody pull me aside because, you know, I'm out there. We were darting across Connecticut in Meriden on Friday, and then I was at the Little Manchester Road Race on Saturday, and everybody wants to talk. And somebody was like, well, why would these two beat each other up in the primary? Why not just join forces? And I said, well, who are you going to ask to be lieutenant governor? Like, how is that going to work? And so, I mean, are you worried that, say, you do come out of the primary process, it'll be such a bloody battle that it'll be damaging to the party here in Connecticut?
Well, what I don't want to see is the Republican Party make the same mistakes that we've made before. That's beating each other up, which is what's happening right now. They've already started with the nasty negativity against me. And that's fine. I don't subscribe to that stuff. And I'm not going to do that. You know, I don't know Ryan very well at all. But, you know, in my opinion, he's part of that Hartford establishment and also part of the same old, same old. And I want to bring something different, you know, from a different area of the state, from a different world.
Well, listen, we can have time to get into this now. The language you use, I mean, I watched a lot of those little video podcasts and there was some colorful language. I'm not a fuddy-duddy. I don't mind it. But I do pay it as a former English major and I pay attention to words, and words matter to me. And you called the folks in Hartford clowns mm-hmm. in your announcement. But you didn't say Democrats. You called everybody in Hartford clowns. And so is that purposeful? And do we have a dynamic where it's sort of like the state legislative machine is sort of like your collective opponent as well when you're running for the nomination? Or were you not as... Was it not purposeful in that way?
No. Listen, we have some great Republicans in the State House in Hartford that fight day in and day out. But let's face it, you know, the things that they're passing and what they're doing underneath one party rule, you know, they are clowns. Let's just face it. You know, we're looking at the highest cost of living in the nation. It is terrifying to be a young family in Connecticut because you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. I mean, what they're doing is so disconnected, in my opinion, from the reality of what Connecticut residents are going through. So I think they deserve the title of clowns because they're not being responsive to the people that are out here begging for help day in and day out and begging for change. So yes, listen, if you're part of that inside establishment, that Hartford insider group, or I like to say they suffer from that golden dome syndrome where they get so stuck in what happens in that building, they lose sight of what's happening on the outside. And that's where I come from.
I will admit it's clubby. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I will admit that it feels a little clubby. And I think the relationship with lobbyists, too, I think feels a little clubby. You want to
trust
me?
I used to work there. I know it. I saw it. I get it. And I was never a part of that club.
But the Republicans say, like, we're trying. We just don't have the numbers.
They don't. That's correct.
And so I guess my question now mm-hmm. would be, how would you handle, because if you won the governorship, you still most likely will have a minority in the legislature. How would that work?
There's no doubt. I think that what the Republican Party needs is new energy and new enthusiasm. Somebody new challenging them to think a little differently than what they have in the past. They're great people. And what they stand for are all things, you know, that are wonderful. However, you will have to work with if elected, you will have to work with a Democrat majority, I presume. Of course, I'd love that to be a Republican majority, but let's be real. But you have to win in order to get there. And that's why I think what's very important this election cycle is making sure that the Republicans put forth a candidate that can actually win and appeal to a mass electorate. And that's where Ryan Fazio and I are completely different.
So we'll get into the specifics and policy and the things, you know, I specifically want to get into, because I had a bit of an epiphany when I was in Stanford last week. I want to talk about taxes, housing, Pura, basketball. I also really want to talk about energy. When we continue with Aaron Stewart, former mayor of New Britain here on Brian & Company, a lot of issues to talk about. I want to start with this experience I had. The Rebellion Group put on this thing. They're basically trying to find a way to – the Rebellion Group, it's a marketing consulting, and it was called Connecticut 2035, like how to make Connecticut – a great place for business in a decade. And they're trying to really connect Fairfield County to the rest of the state because it really is like a different state. Mm-hmm. They skew to New York. We don't pay attention to them that much up here unless we want money. And they don't pay attention to us like at all and unless they want to run for governor. And so it was an interesting conversation, but I had I moderated a panel with one woman who's a CEO of a company. And I said, well, what's the most important thing here? And she's like, energy and energy prices. And I was sort of like an epiphany for me because if they're lower, it helps business, it helps people at home, it helps everybody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's almost as much as we have talked about Pura and how our energy prices are, you know, 48 out of 50 in the country. Mm-hmm. I actually think we're not talking about it enough. So what are your thoughts, whether it be Pura or how we deal with it or creating new energy? I mean, you're a Republican. and alternative energy, if you want to touch that. But what is your take on how we should move forward?
It's what everybody's talking about. I mean, every household is talking about energy here. It's not just businesses. It's families, right, with the public benefits charge that we all desperately want to see eliminated. But when you're talking about energy in the state of Connecticut, we have to generate more. Hands down, the cost of anything isn't going to go down unless you're generating more. You got to look at expanding that gas pipeline that we've been talking about for ages, but nothing yet has happened. We've got to talk about nuclear energy too. I know people, you know, are a little skeptical of it, maybe controversial, but we have to talk about that. That is the cheapest. It is the cleanest form of energy. We can get that going fairly quickly. I have some personal stories with dealing with energy regulatory markets in the state of Connecticut too, which are all they were terrible experiences.
In
New Britain,
as a leader of New Britain,
I'll kind of go back to a mayor story really quick, which you'll hear a lot about this, because we had the Energy and Innovation Park. We had a massive fuel cell development project that we were working on, and the whole goal was to create clean energy, produce a ton of it, and create and power a data center. These plans had been going on for 30 plus years, long before I was mayor. And I brought it like right up to the finish line. But we got screwed at the end because nobody wants to do a data center in Connecticut because of the regulatory market here. Not only that, COVID obviously happened, so that was a difficulty here. But then trying to find a company that would come in and produce the fuel cells and produce the energy, they were met every step of the way with issues from Deep, from Pura, from Eversource. So it makes it very hard to find companies that will come in and do great projects like this when they are just met with these brick walls.
So it's a question of regulation, in your opinion, for a lot of this stuff?
It's a piece of it. I think that's definitely a piece of it. But obviously generating more is what is going to make this more affordable at the end of the day for all
so
of us.
So why isn't somebody like Lamont doing that?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Because I guess I can draw my own conclusions, because I don't think that he necessarily knows what's going on either, because look at all the issues that we had with Pura and all the decisions that were being made with the former chairperson that was forced to resign amidst the, you know, perceived corruption that was happening there. But I don't know how disconnected he is from that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I wouldn't necessarily use corruption. I think there was definitely some coordinating stuff with one side of the political
And then you
world.
Couldn't, then you couldn't even find anybody to serve on the Pura board. So there was nobody on it for a couple of months. And now all of a sudden they had a vote the other day and half the board had to recuse themselves because they were all tied in with the Aquarian water debacle.
Yeah. No, it's a mess. And I think I don't know how quickly we could do nuclear, but I do feel like it's an all hands on deck. I really feel like if we bring energy prices down, businesses will want to do business here,
no doubt.
People will be happier. And it is the affordability issue. Now, real estate prices and taxes, those are a factor as well. We're talking with Aaron Stewart here on Brian and Company. You know, the one thing I people have talked about it early in a decade ago, you were not supportive of President Trump. And now both you and Ryan have come out and said, you voted for him, you support him, and so on. That's a complicated one here in Connecticut, because that's important in the primary, but it could be a negative in a general, right? So, I mean, how do you, explain to people your shift, and also how you justify it even to unaffiliated and independent?
Yeah, I don't think it was ever a shift. I think it's just people taking what I ever said out of context, right? I was never shy about saying that I voted for Donald Trump. I was never shy about that. I wasn't going to lie about it like other Republicans did. But I don't agree with everything that he says or does. I think that's normal for any regular person to feel that way. No, I'm not, you know, this stalwart soldier that falls in line every single time with everything. But I do generally agree with what's happening with his policies and the direction of the country. But I don't think that I've ever, you know, faltered in that.
Okay. So, but I mean, I don't know what the quotes are and I don't have the sound.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So I'd be irresponsible for saying it, but it has been brought up before. And in terms of, but how do you court the voter who is conservative in some ways, but not a, because we have the Connecticut has a lot of, you know, conservatives who are not comfortable with the president. I mean, it's been borne out in data and polling and so on and so forth.
Yeah. I think if it's one thing that people who know me know about me, it's that I'm my own person. And I've got a very strong reputation for doing what I think is best, not necessarily being driven or told by anyone else. And I think that speaks more volumes about who I am or who I would be as a leader, who I have been as a leader in the past.
Does it come up? Like the issue of Trump when you're talking to people?
Oh, yeah, it does. And again, I've never shied away from it. It's like, yeah, I voted for him. I support him. I had the honor of going to the White House to meet him and speak with him about a piece of legislation that would have impacted my community. I've been there multiple times since. I'm not, you know, it's,
wait, so you
it's
had,
an honor.
You had time with him?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What was it like?
2018. I spent my Valentine's Day in the White House
so
in the
romantic.
West Wing. Oh, it was lovely.
So you had- Husband was happy about that.
Oh, yeah, he was pissed. But I was there to talk about the Opportunity Zone legislation at the time. Again, this was pre-COVID. It was 2018. I was talking about how Opportunity Zones would actually not benefit a community like New Britain, you know, an urban center that had a lot of factories that have closed down and jobs that have left. But the Opportunity Zone legislation, the way it was crafted, wouldn't have benefited our community. Long story short, they actually changed the law after I was there, and New Britain was able to utilize it for quite a few developments that we had in our downtown area.
We're talking with Aaron Stewart here, former mayor of New Britain, running for the Republican nomination for governor. I want to ask you quickly, because we'll have this, and I know you have to go to the dentist, and you're with us until 8:45.
Yes.
No, it's fine. It's real person stuff, and we'll take what we can get. We really appreciate you coming on. We would have done, you know, you announced officially on Thursday, and we were in Meriden on Friday, which didn't work, so we're just grateful for you coming in. When it relates to housing, this housing bill, and you ran a small city, so you know what the previous bill, how would it have impacted you. And then we talked about this recently as well, but I wanted for our different audience. What about the bill that just passed?
I don't agree with it. I just don't agree with any of it. What I think is, I don't agree that it was passed as, quote, emergency context without public hearings.
So you don't think there's a housing problem in Connecticut?
I've asked multiple times for people to show me data that shows that there is a lack of housing in Connecticut.
And no one
has ever shown this to me. All I asked for was the data. No one can ever show it to me. What I do ask for, and I don't discount this, is that the lack of affordable quality housing. So how come the bill that was passed doesn't do anything to incentivize already existing property owners or landlords into fixing up the falling apart, dilapidated housing stock that they have? There's none of that in there. It's all about creating new low income or new affordable housing. And I'm not going to discount the need for that. But what I know in my experience that I've seen is I've got neighborhoods in New Britain where the housing is just, it's falling apart because the property owners, oftentimes owner occupied, don't have the support or the means necessary to upkeep what they have.
I think it's such a fascinating point because New England doesn't have a lot of space. And you're not going to create new neighborhoods with an apartment building, no. right? This is not going to be families and dog walking and trick-or-treating, right? No. It's not going to be. But I find that to be interesting because it's not profitable enough to build new neighborhoods and we might not even have the space. But making our existing neighborhoods that are struggling better is a nice, I mean, I think that's an interesting idea. I don't know how you do it.
This is where I get back to this whole kind of insider mentality. You know, if they got out of the Golden Dome and talked to real people in our neighborhoods or real mayors or first selectmen that are dealing with this, they would hear a lot of this. But they don't. They make these decisions in the cone of silence, which is another problem that I have.
I mean, we're not going to get to all of our issues today because, I mean, I talked to Kate Diaz.
I'll be back. Don't worry.
I know we have time. Erin Stewart's. She's going to be able to, she ran a city and maybe she run a state, but she can't figure out the headphones and how to not get tangled up in the studio.
Well, that's because your microphone fell on me and falling apart in here.
I know. That's WTIC News Talk 1080 for you.
Real salt of the earth.
Yeah, we're you saw our green room. No, you didn't because we don't have one.
The green room is Tommy's truck.
Tommy is, but that's a selling point. People love it. People love Tommy great. In the morning. And I do it as a way to make up for the fact that we have nothing to give. I buy the waters at Costco myself, and that's what we do. So anyway, a couple quick questions here before we let you go, because I know you have to run. I'm going to ask you about Fazio and Lamont. Where do you think Ryan Fazio is most vulnerable?
Where do I think Ryan's most vulnerable? I don't want to say anything bad about him because I think he's a nice person. But, you know, his experience, the time that he has served, it hasn't been much. But he is also very similar to Ned Lamont, where he comes from, the background, the generational wealth, all things that I'm very, very different from both of them on.
You know, it's interesting because there is you're a former executive. You know, he's alleged. Yep. There are differences in that. There's geography, right? Yep. There's Fairfield County, and there's up here, and so and there's male female as well, which is another approach to it. And where do you think Lamont is the most vulnerable?
I think Lamont is vulnerable in how he's. In a multitude of ways. I think people are ready for something different. 8 years is a long time. We know and we've seen that third terms don't necessarily work out very well for people. You know, you can only ride the COVID high for so long. It's over. It's done with. But he has so many instances of the things that are happening right under his nose and he's asleep at the wheel, claiming that he doesn't know about, Costas and the Marissa Gillette cases. And you know, it just kind of goes on and on and it's all unfolding. To claim that he doesn't know, this is exactly where he's most vulnerable. He should know about all these things that are going on. And I just think that he's a very, he's not a hands-on leader. I think he hasn't been. He's relied very intimately on the people that are around him. But I think it's going to start showing that that he's not capable anymore.
But multi-billion-dollar rainy day fund, multi-billion-dollar surplus.
And what does that
60%
prove?
60% approval rating.
I think that 60% approval rating is because he hasn't been given a good challenge from the Republican Party yet of somebody who's bringing something different to the table and somebody who, is electable and relatable to a majority of the state. And I think that they certainly know that about me, and that's why the negativity has already started. I think that people like Ned Lamont. I don't think that people love Ned Lamont. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't see a pathway forward and making inroads in that.
So I mean, I feel you would never admit to it. I mean, I feel a lot of this is posturing for possibly 2030, and whoever comes out of it will be the front runner for that. I don't know. You don't have to respond to that because I know you play to win. You've said that to me before.
Yep.
The education department, as a former, again, you led a city where education is, needs a lot.
Yep.
Next time we talk, I want to talk about what's happening at the federal level and whether it's a good idea or not. But we'll have to save that. We really appreciate the time. I hope you're just getting a cleaning. Are you getting something?
No, like, I'm not.
Crown?
Yeah. All that good stuff.
Good luck with that.
I know, it stinks. Going to the dentist sucks. But you got to do it. And when you grind your teeth at night because you're so, stressed out.
Yeah. I go with the romantic mouth guard.
I have to get a new one fitted today, so that's where I'm heading to go to.
Listen, we appreciate the candor and the time, and we look forward to talking to you more down the road.
Thanks, Brian. I'll be back.
Erin Stewart, former mayor of New Britain, again running for the Republican nomination to run for governor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.